This is Booth 46, live from Pederino's. Not just in the heart of the Loop, but the heart of the Loop. Surrounded by theater, culture, and Chicago's movers and shakers. Each episode brings you, as Irv Kupcinet used to say,
the lively art of conversation.
Local vibes, real conversations, and fresh ideas for experiencing the city. So pull up a chair, lean in, and let's dive into the stories that shape Chicago.
Here I am at Booth 46 at Pederino's Restaurant. And this is going to be a history-making podcast. I don't believe on the history of the planet that this has ever happened before. We have at the table Scrooge from A Christmas Carol at the Goodman Theater.
Hello.
Scroogey. And we have...
Ho, ho, ho!
That is, of course, Santa! Oh, my gosh. Now, I've so many questions for both of you, okay. For Scrooge and for Santa. And for those questions, in part, I went to ChatGPT. And I asked ChatGPT, that knows everything, if Santa were to battle Scrooge, first of all, would they want to battle each other?
I don't think so.
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
ChatGPT said they would. So that's surprising.
Yeah. Now, what would be the fight? Why would I fight with him? I would just say you don't get anything but coal.
All right. So for a financial battle, it turns out, according, and you guys will both comment on this, ChatGPT says Scrooge would definitely win. Mm. The man squeezes a penny so hard it squeals. Santa gives everything away for free. No contest there. What do you think, Scrooge?
I agree.
I think that's correct.
I agree.
Okay, wow. Okay, they're agreeable.
We won a prize for this?
Maybe. The spirit, some tickets to the Goodman Theater. Spirit of giving. The battle there, Santa wins in this one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because he gives everybody everything.
No question about that one.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got elves. And a logistics team to help you out.
Right. They're my helpers.
Would you agree with that, Scrooge?
I agree.
I mean, yeah, okay. Now, the magic battle, well, according to ChatGPT, Scrooge...
loses.
No.
Oh.
Because you have... well, maybe. I think you do lose. Because Santa has flying reindeer. Do you
yes.
have those? No, you don't.
And they fly all over.
All
yeah,
over
so
place.
You can bend time, and I'm going to ask you how you do that. The knowledge of who's naughty or nice.
I have the whole list.
Yeah, you do, and you came in with that list.
And right. I'm probably on that list.
I'm not going to ask where I'm on that list.
He's on the bottom of the list.
Well, at least I'm on it. All right, so, Santa, how do you get around? How do those reindeer know which house to go to?
We do a briefing first. We have a sit-down. We talk a little bit. It's like a sales meeting. Okay, you do this, you do that. We got it all worked out. Rudolph just says, I'm working my job. My job just to light up your life. And we do. We light up his life and we go.
Do you use GPS?
Don't have to have GPS. They know they know who's good. They know who's bad. They make it.
And do you really have a list of who's naughty or nice?
Oh, we
like
do.
Like you said.
Oh, we do. And you better watch where you are, young man.
Well, at least I appreciate the fact that you called me young man. Now, Scrooge, how are you getting along with those ghosts?
Fairly well. I'm learning.
Have they changed you in any way?
Absolutely.
Now, for people who don't know, we're talking about the classic Dickens story, A Christmas Story.
Yes, yes.
Now, you, Chick A. Johnson, the actor.
Yes.
You have been in so many variety of roles. You've done everything from Shakespeare to at the Goodman Theater just recently.
Right.
Ashland Avenue, you played a comedic role.
Yes.
You know, so as an actor, which is more difficult to do?
For me, it's been more dramatic roles than comedy. I'm more of a dramatic actor. And so this is really my first foray, really, into doing comedic stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I usually
lean. Did it come naturally to you, or?
It's work. I'm not. I wouldn't consider myself a funny person.
But if the script is,
but
you
if
don't
the script is funny, it's yeah. easy. It's easier. Yeah. It's a lot easier. Yeah. Yes.
But it is harder to make people laugh than it is to make them cry.
I would think so. I would think so.
It's easy to cry.
Well,
you have to hit that right. bone.
And you're Al Breslov when you're not Santa Claus. Tell me how it came to be that you've been playing Santa Claus for a couple of years.
How about 54?
Oof.
It all came to be because of a guy named Avery Schreiber, who's on the walls here at Pettorino. Avery and I went to the Goodman Theater School, and Avery got sick. I was 270
pounds. It was Burns
pounds.
And Schreiber. They were
well,
comedy.
Became Burns. He wasn't Burns and Schreiber yet.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
This is before that. This was back in the 60s. And Avery got
1860s?
Sick.
1860s?
And he was supposed to be a Marshall Fields playing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I was the only one that could fit into the costume. So for $21 for the day, I played Santa Claus. And then years later, I found myself needing to play Santa Claus again. And I've been doing it every year for 54 years.
What is the best thing about it?
Watching people's faces, bringing them happiness. We on Christmas Day at St. James Church on the south side of Chicago, we feed about 400 homeless people.
Nice.
And watching their faces as they sit down and have a dinner with people talking with them, there's nothing like it. Then they get gifts on the way out. But nice. One of the biggest treats I've had was doing the 1 millionth person at the Goodman to buy a ticket for A Christmas Carol. I was on stage and presented them their gifts as Santa Claus, and it was a joy. You know, a million performances at that point. Now there's even a lot more, because that was about 20 years ago.
Now, Al Breslov, you host yourself a radio show, and with podcasts, there's a thing that it's all about what you drink as well. So I'm curious as to what you are drinking.
Right now?
Yeah.
Water, because of this. Normally it's vodka.
Now
very, very few calories.
But vodka's just as colorless. Now I can see where the hot chocolate's not going to work with that beard.
Yeah, you got it. But yeah, I'm normally I'm a vodka guy.
And you mentioned that you were worried about the parking meter.
Well, I parked at a spot with, you got a bunch of reindeer out there. And you know,
how does that work? Do you have to pay for eight? How many reindeer are there?
I got that auto thing that you have to have for the city of Chicago.
Yeah,
I had eight of them. Yeah. You know, it's ridiculous. And then Rudolph got crazy and started flashing all over the place. And the flashing in Chicago is against the law.
Clearly, that would be the case. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
Now, Chick-A, what just was delivered to you?
Ginger beer.
Which is the favorite?
It's my favorite.
Yeah, I love ginger beer, but there's one problem.
What?
Makes me sneeze.
Oh.
Yeah, it does.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the ginger, I
love it. It's my favorite, because I don't drink, so I need, that's my strongest.
That's okay.
That's as strong as
and
I go.
You said that's interesting, and I'm not sure that it is. But let's talk about something that is interesting.
All right.
And that is your background as an actor. You began in Wisconsin?
I did. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I went to the professional theater training program there at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. I cut my teeth in Milwaukee, and then I came to Chicago and got better working with Chicago theaters and Chicago actors.
And you've been here ever since.
And I've been here. Well,
you've done other.
We were here. I started here in Chicago. Then I moved to New York. And then I moved
back
home. You
did Broadway.
I did Broadway a little bit. A couple shows on Broadway.
So, what is the difference between a New York audience and a Chicago audience, beside the ticket prices?
I don't know. I think Chicago audiences are more loyal because when you're in New York, it's all about the glitz and glam, and it's a money thing, and so people are going there as tourists to see these shows.
That's a big thing, tourists.
Here in the in Chicago, people are going to see the shows because they love theater.
But we have tourists here too.
We do.
Not the numbers.
It's
in
not.
New York.
Yeah, it's not. It's different. It's different. People do come from all over the world to see Chicago theater, but it's the community. It's the Chicago community that really supports.
Now
the
we've
theater.
Got on this table a prop.
Yes.
This is the. Explain what this is. The plum pudding.
Yes. Figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding.
And that's been in the show longer than Al's been around?
You know what? I don't know the history behind figgy pudding. All I know, it's the Cratchits, They make the figgy pudding. Right. Mrs. Cratchit makes the figgy pudding,
it, right?
And they love it. And they light it, and she makes it for the family on Christmas, and they eat it.
This is the first we were warned that we cannot spill anything on this prop.
Oh,
that the prop master will be very upset.
I'm sure he would.
Yes, because this has been in the show since A Christmas Carol has been at the Goodman Theater.
Oh, that's
which
that's
has been a very
long time. Right.
What is it about that show, do you think? And Al, I'm going to ask you the same question, because you probably have reviewed the show countless
27 times.
Yeah. Here. And you probably have seen the show elsewhere.
Yeah.
So what is it about the show that makes it perennial?
It's
because people come and see it over and over and over again.
It's a tradition. And that tradition, when you go see a show that shows somebody's growth and talks about giving and talks about learning how to be a part of a community, learning that it's okay to help your fellow man. I think the messages that Christmas Carol gives is it's moving and it's touching, and people want to see that, and especially during the winter season.
And it's a good family show.
And it's a beautiful family show.
Yeah.
It's magical. The kids come and see people flying and, you know, at the lights. It's a wonderful show to come and see.
And, of course, the Goodman Theater sure knows how to do it after all
Absolutely,
these years.
Absolutely, yes. They do it very, very well.
Yeah, so
yeah, they know how to do it. They do it well. And the beauty of it is that as generations, as your grandkids and your great-grandkids, you can always take them to see it. And it's an inspirational story.
Absolutely.
So no matter what's going on in their lives, no matter how bad things may seem out there, there's a ray of hope. And they see that hope, and they see it change. And Tiny Tim does a lot to do that. just really, not the Tiny Tim that did the tiptoes. Not that one.
This one. Yeah.
There's a much better Tiny Tim.
Absolutely.
Well, you can tell this guy's a writer. Around the Town. .com is the website,
Around
correct?
The Town, Chicago.
Chicago.com. And you review just about every show, and the ones you don't get to see?
275 plays a year.
Wow.
How do you do that?
I have a car.
I thought it was reindeer, but a car will get you there, too.
Only during this month, because there's no snow in July.
That is true. And you have other people review shows.
I do have a couple of other people that cover for me.
What's your background that launched you into this? And by the way, Chicky, if you ever do comedy again, and I'm sure you will, have this guy in the house. He's got the best laugh that there is.
It's not my Santa Claus laugh. It's my own laugh.
Yeah, and you'll recognize it. And here it comes, Broadway in a bowl.
Broadway
it is the peppermint ice cream from Pederino's. And that deserves applause in of itself, I believe.
I'll leave an applause for that. Now, how to do this with a beard, I don't know. But we'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot. But you were saying, how did you get into all this? You were an actor.
I was an actor. I went to school at the Goodman School when it was over at the Art Institute.
Oh, right.
I did shows at the Happy Medium. I was in shows in Detroit. I did music theater in Highland Park. Shady Lane Farm Playhouse out
the
in Marengo.
The Shady Lane Farm?
That was a wonderful place in Marengo, Illinois. They had a barn that was converted to a theater. They had a restaurant that served the best fried chicken. And people came to Marengo to the Hasenfrost room for a drink and sing along.
So that was, you were performing outside, I assume?
No, we were in a barn.
In a barn, all right.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So
and Dale Benson, who's been around for a long, long time in Chicago. Dale, that's where I first met him, doing plays there.
Were there cows and roosters in the barn?
We did shows like up in Mabel's room, getting Gertie's Garter.
Do you know any of these shows?
I know.
I don't have any idea.
Critics' Choice,
I know. Okay. Yeah.
Those are the kind of shows we did. It was all farce and comedy, and just all the people came out to Marengo for a good dinner and a lot of laughs and a bunch of drinks.
And you've been in like 100 versions of Fiddler on the Roof?
I've done Fiddler on the Roof 4 times. I've done Sound of Music several times. And then,
what's your favorite song from Fiddler?
What's my favorite? If I were a rich man, I'd a bitty, 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 bitty bum. All day long, I'd bitty, bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man.
That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
Hi.
That's good.
Chicky, for yes. you, I won't ask you to sing that.
Thank you, because I don't sing.
Yeah, yeah.
You won't but, sing, don't ask them.
But I will ask you this.
Yes.
You also, I understand, teach. And have taught.
I have taught. I've taught mainly kids.
Is it important that kids who want to go into this profession have a mentor?
I think it's important that they learn the basics. Having a mentor is always great.
Did you?
I did. Raylene McMillian was my first teacher / mentor. I took a class because I never wanted to be an actor.
What did you want to be?
A Marine Corps colonel.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. That was my goal.
Yes, sir.
That was
why
my
that?
Because I was in the Marine Corps, and I hated being an enlisted person, and so I was like, well, I'll get out, get my degree, and go back in.
So the theatrical version of that, I suppose, would be to be a director.
A director? Well, yeah, I guess, yes.
Had you ever thought about doing that?
Directing? It's not in the cards just yet. No, I haven't thought about it. I kind of stay away from it. I think directors are special people, and I don't want to go into their profession and mess it up.
I'm sure you wouldn't do that. We are at Pettorino's Restaurant with the one and only Santa Claus and also Scrooge. We are making world history here. You could celebrate the holidays at Pettorino's all month long with special appearances by carolers singing Christmas songs. What is your favorite Christmas song, Al Breslov?
Probably Jingle Bells.
That's pretty boring.
Yeah, not if you do it right.
How does it go?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Holiday gift cards are available. You can keep going.
Okay.
At $100, and you can receive an additional $25 gift card at any Good Plate Hospitality location. I thought I would do a voiceover, but it's not really working out the way I thought it would work out. Chicky, speaking of voiceovers, you do.
I have done some voiceovers, yes.
No surprise with that voice.
Thank you.
I want your pipes, man. You know, if they ever do another Star Wars, wouldn't he be a great Darth Vader?
Absolutely.
I think
so, too.
Yeah. Oh, let me continue with the commercial. You could also go to the Pusteria, which is right adjacent to this restaurant, where you can get peppermint hot chocolate with a boozy addition to it. The new Pusteria hours are Friday and Saturday till 11, and Sunday and through Thursday till 8. That's a bakery, and the baked goods are really... I went to France recently,
right,
and I tested it out, and I compared the two. They are just as good here as they are there, which is incredible. There's a happy hour here from 2 to 5 p.m.
That's happy time.
Yeah, you really will be happy. A curtain call after the theater.
You'll never find your car again, but you'll be happy.
Curtain call after theater show, and you get 10% off for your bill at the bar. And they have live jazz Monday nights starting at 10:30 p.m.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Chike.
Yes.
Your show, Christmas Carol, runs through the end of the year.
Yes.
What attracted you to do the show in the first place? Aside from, it's a job. There's that.
I think the challenge of doing Scrooge is great. It's a great challenge. It's Scrooge can be written off or as a very easy role to play, but I think the challenge of playing Scrooge really attracted me to.
What makes it challenging?
The story, you know, having to learn what this man is going through to get to where he, you know, where he starts and where he ends up, and how he learns, you know, with all the ghosts coming to him, his mental state in the beginning is completely different than the mental state he has at the end, and that's the challenge: is making sure that you have a through line, if that makes sense. From the beginning to the end of the play.
It's part of the challenge that you don't want him to be too much of a bad guy, because then the audience really won't have any empathy for him.
Well, I think in the beginning he should be pretty despicable. Because I think the audience...
How despicable are you?
I mean, he shoos away kids. He takes people's money. You know, he doesn't really care about anybody but himself. And
did he run for public office at some point? Could have.
He could have.
Yeah,
especially, I won't get political.
No. Let me ask you the most important questions I could ask you both.
Okay.
What's the best job, Santa, that you ever had?
Being Santa. There ain't nothing better.
Scrooge?
What's the best job? I think it's the next job.
No one's ever answered that way. I like that. Yeah. What's the worst job, Scrooge, you have ever had?
I worked in... I got in trouble when I was in the Marine Corps, and they sent me on mess duty for 33 days.
And what exactly is mess duty?
So you get up every morning. You have to be down at the chow hall, which is a cafeteria. And you work from sunup to sundown, serving food, cleaning. And basically that's it. Serving food and cleaning. You don't get to prepare the food, but you're serving food and cleaning all day. That was probably my worst job.
Yeah, I get it.
And I've been a janitor.
I did the same thing for the elves. Same thing. I did the same duty for elves.
For elves.
You ever see the way they drop food all over the place?
At least it doesn't have far to go.
Yeah, but the bed is much.
Now, I did not know that. Elves are generally sloppy eaters.
Oh, they just throw the food in their mouths.
They're the worst. What makes you the happiest, Santa?
Watching faces of little children as they see the gifts that they expected to get, and they got it because they were good.
Are children, when they're little children, essentially all the same, no matter where they come from?
I think so. Depends on how they're, you know, at a certain point in their lives, they'll change. When they're
but
five,
when they're little
six,
children.
They start to look around, they start to make their own decisions. But the little ones are all pretty much about the same, happy-go-lucky, living the life.
Do they make fun of you?
No, they look for
you're
me.
You're Santa. Yeah, I know. What makes
they see those blue eyes and they know I'm there.
What makes you the happiest?
Family. Being with my family. That's what makes me the happiest. My kids are almost all grown, so when I have them around, that makes me the happiest.
Chick A. Johnson, what's the best thing for you about this city of Chicago?
Oh, man. The people. I love the city. I love the way it I love the way it feels. The heartbeat of Chicago is what I love. I love
what
the heartbeat.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, what do I mean by that? I mean the people and how we move around the city. I mean the way the city looks. I mean the sports that are in the city. The traffic.
You like the traffic?
I mean, it's everything that makes up Chicago. The people, the traffic,
the
buildings, the food, everything about Chicago. All that makes up Chicago, makes up that heartbeat for me.
Al Breslov, what's the best thing for you about this city?
This is my city. This is where I've been all my life, and it's a place that I know that there's plenty of theater, always opportunities, great restaurants.
Do you think this is the best theater city in the country?
I think it is.
My
Why? Personal feelings are because I think the people who go to the theater here go because they want to go to the theater.
Absolutely.
Not because, hey, I better tell people I went to New York, I went to a Broadway show, blah, blah, blah. I think it's greater, the people that we have here. I think that, and young people who finished college, they come here to find opportunity because this is where it's at.
AroundTheTownChicago.com. You want a theater review, that is where to go. And this guy has been covering theater how many years?
Well, I've been doing Around the Town Chicago for 27 years. Before that, I did for La Raza newspaper, and I did for a few other websites. I helped Jostead and a few others. Then I started my own, and you know, here I am.
You are Mr. Showbiz Chicago.
Absolutely.
As well as Santa. Chick A. Johnson,
yes.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
For doing this. We're with an accomplished actor. Do you know that, Al?
I do. I know.
Yeah, I know. I know, too.
I've seen him. I've seen his work. I've reviewed his work.
I'm sure you have. My reviews wouldn't be as good, by the way.
Okay.
No. Thank you both very much, guys.
Thank you.
From Booth 46.
Yes.
That's a wrap from Booth 46 at Pederino's, where the loop comes to life. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep the conversation going and keep exploring Chicago.